Being involved starts with being informed. Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Al Ruskowski.
Yesterday was the National Day of Prayer. Here with me is Karen Bowling, the state coordinator. Karen, it was delightful to join you for a breakfast in Omaha yesterday. So many were there interceding, praying for our nation. It was so uplifting. And then at the state capitol, it is encouraging to see so many praying and interceding for our nation.
It's where the power lies. And I am grateful that we live in a nation where we actually have a day set aside for prayer. And what I think is so important, I actually have my phone alarm set for 7:14 every morning. And it reminds me the principle of Chronicles in 7:14, that if my people will humble themselves and pray, I encourage you to do the same, so that it's not just one day of prayer, it's not just a moment, but it's a movement of intercessory prayer. God always calls on his people to stand in the gap, and we're really excited because we have something coming again at the Capitol just around the corner, Al.
Well, we do. Actually, in a couple weeks, Franklin Graham will be in Lincoln, Nebraska at the Capitol on the north side. That's Wednesday, May 18, over the lunch hour, to lead us once again in prayer. And this is so timely. I know just prior to Wednesday, May 18, will be the Nebraska primary. We'll be casting ballots. It is such an important time for prayer. So please do join us in prayer. And if you're in the Lincoln area in a couple weeks on Wednesday, May 18, over the lunch hour, Franklin Graham again will be joining us. I hope you will too, at a time for prayer before the Lord.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org.